Right, we're back now with North Reading High School football coach Ed Blumman. Coach, welcome back to MSO, and congratulations on the first win of the season.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Coach, big win. I want to get to that in a minute here, but I'm asking all the coaches in this first, after the first game, what was the transition like for you as a coach, your coaching staff, and the players from spring football to now? What was different, maybe what was the same in terms of planning, preseason, and all that kind of stuff?
I think what was different was just the quick turnaround. Many of our athletes, number one, went right into a spring sport, and then it was, you didn't have that full off season of lifting. It was just right into the summer kind of strength conditioning, and so it was really just that turnaround was a lot. And it didn't allow kids a lot of time to rest and recover from their different sports, but at the same time, it got them back into a little bit normal routine. You know, I know the prior summer, the lifting was very unique with the COVID protocols, and so kids were excited to be again lifting more as a team, being together, and so that was exciting, and that was back to kind of the normal. And then from there, preseason itself was relatively back to what it kind of had been. We've been fortunate enough to be able to use the lockers. Practices have been the same. Been able to have more film and meetings in classrooms, which we weren't able to do as much during the spring. So it's been a lot just getting back into that routine, which has been great.
Looking at your schedule from KPN website, it looks like you packed in three scrimmages on the road in a short period of time. How'd that go?
It went really well. I mean, that first scrimmage was a long one down to Nantucket, but it was a fun team trip, and I think that I'm hopeful that the kids enjoyed the experience, and it's a great opportunity for the kids to kind of bond. But then, Winchester and Wakefield are certainly two teams who are, in higher divisions than us, challenge us in terms of size and starting to play football the right way. And so you just get a little bit out of each scrimmage. I think Wakefield, from a game one, getting ready for Northeast, and from the film perspective, really helped us. Wakefield was big and physical, and it helped us focus on things that we had to improve to make sure we were ready for Northeast, who was very similar in terms of, they like to run the ball, and they've got some big linemen, and so, hey guys, how do we best prepare for that?
Well, that was another bus trip for you guys, but it turned out to be a 49-20 win. Tell me, Coach, about that game in terms of preparation, what you expected, and how the kids executed.
Yeah, I mean, the score, I think the game was definitely a little bit closer than the score indicates. We were fortunate enough to have two special teams touchdowns that kind of swung things open. But, we knew Northeast would be a tough physical team. And that was kind of the challenge to the kids throughout that first week was, what is our toughness? What is our competitiveness? We knew that Northeast, no matter kind of the score, would continue to pound it, and it was just a good test for the kids, especially on the defense side of it, in terms of making sure everyone's doing their job. Certainly, Northeast had some big plays on us, and certainly you watch film and you see, okay, hey, one or two guys, hey, let's learn from this, right? This is why all 11 have to do their jobs in the field. And then beyond that, I just think offensively and special teams-wise, execution and big plays, which I think, is going to be somewhat our MO this year, is we're going to need those big plays to kind of carry us in games with the defense grinding and ideally bending but not breaking. And so that's going to kind of be the formula going forward.
Who are the skill guys you're looking at for big plays, Coach?
Some of those key guys are our senior Ryan McCullough, senior John Jennings. We've got a couple underclassmen, Craig Rubino at receiver and running back, Will Batten, a sophomore, also a guy in our backfield. All those guys kind of have some really good speed and some good moves on the field that we try to get them the ball in space. We also have other guys, at receiver and that rotate in that they can make plays when they're called upon. Devin Tran made a nice catch in the game. So, the nice thing with our skill positions is we've got some pieces, we got some depth, and it's a nice competition in practice, and they're pushing each other, which is good.
Well, you got 35 points from scrimmage, so that means your offensive line must be pretty good, too. Can you mention a couple of those kids?
Yeah, you know, our offensive line, you know, so we've got Casey O'Connor, Owen Delano, Justin Bailey, Ryan Long, and Sam Morelli. And, you know, you got to give them so much credit. I mean, particularly two of those kids, Casey O'Connor and Ryan Long, are seniors who have just kind of moved to O-line, and this is their first year there. But across the line, you know, we've got some athletes, you know, and they've got some quickness to them, a little bit of size. We're definitely not the biggest line out there, but they know, and they're continuing to, if we can use our athleticism, if we can execute the plays and our fundamentals and our footwork, they're going to help to create some holes and create some pockets for our quarterbacks. And thankful that it worked in game one, and now it's just developing that consistency with that group.
Okay, you're home this week, finally, against Greater Lawrence. So what do you expect from them?
You know, scouting them a little bit, we expect them to, they've got some size up front, they like to be aggressive defensively, and then offensively they've got some weapons, you know, and you have to kind of limit their big playability, you know. They like to give it to their running back, their quarterback is athletic, they've got a couple good receivers that, again, if you give them space, they can make plays. So it's, again, from our perspective, it's going to be limiting them from any sort of big plays, limiting the amount of space that they have. And then offensively, again, looking to get the ball to our athletes in space and hopefully come up with a few big plays, you know, and win that way. So,
you know, final question, Coach, just an overall general question. What do you see, who do you see as contenders in the Cape Ann League? I mean, Masco with a win over Newburyport, but that doesn't tell you the whole story there. And not everybody's played yet. So what do you expect from the Cal this year?
I expect, honestly, every single game be very competitive in the Cal. I think, you know, there's a lot of well-coached teams. You know, Pentucket's, you know, tough. Linfield's, you know, got, you know, good numbers, and they've got athletes. Newburyport, same thing. They've got numbers and good athletes. You know, and then Hamilton Wenham's well-coached. Ipswich, you know, they had their success last year. So, you know, Triton's got a new coaching staff, and they've got those kids playing with a lot of energy. So just across the league, I think it's going to be, once we get that league schedule, it's going to be a kind of a grind every week, and which is kind of what you want. You want that to help prepare you for, you know, ideally the playoffs, and you know, you want these games to be competitive, and, you know, I don't think there's a single easy opponent. I think, again, it's going to be tough every single week, and for us, you know, our first league game will be Pentucket, and we know that's going to be a challenge. So, I, you know, typically as a coach, you sometimes have an idea of, you know, who might be a favorite or two in the league. Man, there's a lot of teams that, you know, whoever kind of finds their groove and finds their consistency could absolutely win the league title.
It's going to be fun, I think. It's going to be fun. Coach, anything else you want to mention about the team before I let you go?
No. I mean, obviously we're excited for hopefully our fans to come out Friday for our first home game and, you know, kind of forever without fans. So I'm just excited for the kids to have that opportunity. And that's about it. I appreciate you having me on.
Oh, wow. Thank you, Ed. I appreciate your taking the time also. I'll check in with you from time to time, and congratulations and good luck the rest of the way. And as I said, we'll check in with you again soon.
Awesome. Thanks, Rick.
Thank you, Coach. Thank you. Take care.
Thank you, too.
Bye-bye. That is North Reading High School football coach Ed Blum. Coach Ed Blum, not coach. Coach Ed Blum. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.